it has always fascinated me as to why some people succeed and some people don't. And the other thing that has become very clear over the last 4 days is that our perception affects our electromagnetic field. The way we perceive the world, the way we perceive interactions and relationships and negotiations and you know what's happening in the media and all of these things, the way we perceive that has a massive impact on the outcome that we end up living in our reality.
This is Not the Average Real Estate Podcast by Not Your Average Real Estate Investor. Dipna Boholt used real estate investing strategies to completely replace the income from her accountancy practice with passive income in just 18 months and has since taught thousands of others to do the same. Welcome to the I Love Real Estate Podcast.
Hey guys, Dipna here. I'm actually in New Mexico at the moment and I thought I'd touch base with you from here because I'm over here doing a bit of upskilling. And when I say upskilling, I'm working on myself. I'm working on my own knowledge base and interpretation of some of the things that I've been studying and reading for a long time. The seminar I've just been to is a seminar conducted by Dr. Bruce Lipton. Now, he's actually a microbiologist who used to teach at a number of universities teaching medical students. And he had a discovery, and the discovery was the way that cells behave, and what he was teaching at the medical school didn't correlate with what he was finding at a cellular level. Now, obviously, we are all made up of cells, and we respond in accordance with the way our cells respond. So he's done a huge body of work, and you can look him up for yourself. I mean, one of his most prominent books is Biology of Belief, which goes into a lot of detail about this, you know, the reactions of your cells. So let me give you a little bit of a synopsis, basically. We are all made up of cells. I mean, we're basically one big petri dish covered in a membrane that we call a skin. And that within us, we have all of these cells responding in varying ways. And cells respond to a number of different stimuli. Now, obviously, one of them is their makeup, you know, their genetics, their genome. And we have always thought for a long time that our genes create who we are, and that's the end of the story. And you know, we don't have any, we don't have any choice in the matter. This is just the way we're born. Whereas actually, the new science coming out now is completely to the contrary, and saying that number one, cells, genes can change, DNA can change, and the way it changes is through the stimuli to the cells, and stimuli can come in two main forms. One is through a chemical stimuli, such as the chemical reactions going through your body. So what's in your blood, and the receptors on each one of your cells are there to pull out of the bloodstream what it needs. But more than that, when it pulls it out of the bloodstream, there's these receptors that are specifically designed to pull out what you have been predominantly feeding your cells. So let me just take that back a notch. When you have a thought, you create an emotion, and that emotion creates a chemical reaction in your body. And that chemical reaction then runs through your entire bloodstream. And your receptors on your cells then pull that into the cell and feed the cell. So let's just look at that from a broad-based perspective. If you are predominantly feeding your cells a chemical reaction that's come from a negative response system, so you've had a negative thought which has created a negative emotion, which has created a negative chemical reaction, and that goes through your bloodstream, and that's predominantly what you're used to feeding your cells, then these receptors actually multiply, and they multiply dramatically to pull in more and more of what you're predominantly feeding your cells. So this is why, you know, when you have a negative opinion on something, you know, the Murphy's Law and all of these sorts of things start to come out, that's actually what ends up happening. But it's really more your thought process around that that's created that chemical reaction that is then been a self-fulfilling prophecy almost to the cells and the signals that it sends back up to the brain. Similarly, the reverse is the case when you have positive thoughts. But the way that the chemical reaction then runs through your body is relatively slow compared to other stimuli that we are exposed to, because you know it takes time to for that chemical reaction to run through your body and through all your blood vessels and everything else to actually get to all of the cells. What is actually even more significant is the way cells respond to electromagnetic fields. And we are all basically electromagnetic fields. I mean, if you break us down to the smallest, tiniest little particle, we are energy. We are vibrating bits of nothing, basically. And because of that, we generate a magnetic field. We generate energy because of the vibrational frequency at which each little part of us is vibrating. Now, let's go back to the thought. If we have a negative thought, the vibrational frequency that is created out of that negative thought is a low vibrational frequency. And that has a certain effect on your cell and how it reacts and how it regenerates and becomes a new cell and how it deals with toxins and all of these sorts of things. Whereas when you have a positive thought, the reverse is the case. And with the positive thought comes the higher vibrational frequency, because a more excited thought, a more in tune thought, a thought that comes from a place where you know you're excited about life and you're excited to be here, you can even feel it has a higher vibrational frequency. So that vibrational frequency obviously creates a electromagnetic field around us at a higher frequency, and that frequency then affects the cells in a different way, and they become more energized, and they become, you have your more longevity, and they divide and regenerate and all the things that they're supposed to do. So not only does the thought affect our at that cellular level, but that then translates into a lot of other levels. For instance, if your cells are not dividing and growing and replacing themselves and all the rest of it, then we're aging, we are not growing, we don't have the fountain of youth, I suppose, that that we used to have when we were younger. So it's very, very important, this whole process of our thought mechanism and the energy that we are actually creating. So that's basically what I've been studying over the last 4 years, or well, it's really probably what I've been studying over the last 10 or 15 years, really. 4 days, I would say, as opposed to the last 10 or 15 years, because it has always fascinated me as to why some people succeed and some people don't. And the other thing that has become very clear over the last 4 days is that our perception affects our electromagnetic field. The way we perceive the world, the way we perceive interactions and relationships and negotiations and what's happening in the media and all of these things, the way we perceive that has a massive impact on the outcome that we end up living in our reality. Because that perception affects our electromagnetic fields, which affects each one of our cells. And how our cells then respond forms basically our reality. So it's something that I want to talk to you more about over the coming months. I'm actually putting together a bit of a presentation to do at one of my events that I've got coming up shortly, and I want to go through and really explain this whole process out. I mean, it's quite difficult just to chat about it here and to get you guys to understand what I've done over the last 4 years or the last 15 years. And that's why I want to put a little bit more thought into the process and how we can all learn from this and how we can start to implement it into our lives. Even sitting here in the Santa Ana Ranges, which is where I am here in New Mexico, I mean, it's early in the morning at the moment and it's really quite cold. It's brisk. And you can feel the rhythm of the earth, and everything has vibration, whether it be, the mountains, the plants, the crystals or whatever they might be. They all have a vibrational frequency which all interacts with us. It's why, pets have a vibrational frequency and they respond very quickly to our vibrational frequency. So, you know if you're feeling down, the reaction of your pet is to come along and try and comfort you. If you're excited, they get hyper excited and want to go outside and play ball. Well, dogs do anyway, maybe not cats. But that whole process has been something that has been known for many years because, how animals can detect illnesses and cancers and all this sort of thing, and having pets in hospitals has started to become a big thing because of their responsiveness to your electromagnetic fields and the way they make us feel, and therefore how that affects our electromagnetic field, and then how that affects our cells and our ability to be able to heal and to be able to rejuvenate, and it just goes on and on and on, and how interconnected we all are, and through that interconnection. It comes a certain amount of responsibility, I suppose, of what energy are we actually putting out there, and not only what is it doing to us, but what is it doing to those that we encounter. And I think this whole awareness of our own bodies and ourselves and what we feed ourselves, not just nutritionally, but energetically, is having a massive, massive impact. And there's a lot more research coming out. I don't have my notes with me at the moment, so I can't quote any of the research papers and things that have come out, but I will over time. I just really wanted to touch base this morning and to let you know what I was up to, and to let you know some of the new studies and things that are coming out, because this is the way of the future. I think long gone are the days where the Newtonian theories of we are separate from everything is valid anymore. We aren't. We are all totally interconnected, not only with each other, but, with the earth and the electromagnetic fields. I mean, we had a look over the last few days about how you can measure the electromagnetic field of the earth. That's not something that's new, it's been around for many, many years, but how the electromagnetic field is so dramatically affected by the electromagnetic field of humans at a mass consciousness level. And one of the examples was put up, it was actually monitoring the electromagnetic field of the earth when 9/11 happened. And the lead up to 9/11, sorry, the moment that 9/11 happened, when those planes went into the World Trade Center, and just that sheer shock and change in our electromagnetic field and how that actually affected the Earth. It was dramatic. It was massive, just to show that, and how then they started to monitor electromagnetic fields of major events. That can be good and bad. It can be the death of Princess Diana as an example versus something amazing that happens and the whole world feels fantastic about it, and that actually affects the electromagnetic field of the earth, and not only then you start to think about natural disasters and these sort of things and what impact as a mass consciousness we actually have on these things. Anyway, that's probably getting a little bit out there for most of you, but it was incredibly, incredibly interesting to just understand how much in control we are, not only of our destinies, but then also of, our realities, because our realities are so much what we perceive to be fact. I'll give you a little example in my personal scenario. It was Valentine's Day this year, and I was actually working on Valentine's Day, and I came home and I drove my car and put it in the garage, and I was walking in through the garage, I noticed there was this big balloon with Happy Valentine's Day on it, and there was a card attached, all this sort of thing. And I thought, oh, well, I won't open it up because I'll go inside and I'll let my husband give it to me. So I go inside and I say Happy Valentine's Day, all that kind of stuff, because I'd left early in the morning, and he sort of said, so did you see it? And I'm going, yeah, it was lovely, darling, thank you. And he just seemed to be upset with me for some reason. And I said, I want you to give it to me. He said, oh, okay. So we went out to the garage and, I got the big balloon and I read the card and it was lovely and all that kind of stuff. And I'm sort of looking, oh, thank you, darling, give me a big hug. And he goes, is that it? I'm going, what do you want me to do? So it was just a loss. I said, what's going on? And he said, nothing else? And I'm going, what? And then I realized that the balloon and the card was sitting on a motorbike. He had bought me a motorbike for Valentine's Day. How on earth I didn't see this motorbike, I have absolutely no idea. I walked past it, I did not see a motorbike. because I wasn't expecting to see a motorbike. I don't ride a motorbike. I have a learner's license, but that is all. And I had indicated that, oh, I might get my motorbike license. So what does he do? He buys me a bloody motorbike. Well, it's huge. I'm still to this day, I have not gone on this motorbike because it's massive. It's like 500cc Honda red something something. And I thought I'd start with a postie bike. That's where my head was at. But I walk past this motorbike, and how can you miss a motorbike? How can you not see a motorbike? But in reality, I didn't see a motorbike. I honestly did not see a motorbike because it was not in my perception. And I think, well, how many other things are not in my perception or not in other people's perception? And, you know, when I'm talking about my training and in real estate and things like this, you know, when you know, when you understand, when you understand the characteristics of certain types of properties and what, you know, what you can do with them and how much money is likely to be made and how much it's going to cost and your capabilities of what you can borrow and you know, what you're able to afford and what won't stretch you and, you know, all of these things. When you know those things and you know what to look for, you start to see them. You start to see deals that you'll make money on. You'll start to see opportunities everywhere. It's like anything. I mean, obviously I'm talking about the real estate industry, but it applies to anything. It applies to every single industry. And you know, it's just fascinating when you look at these things and you go, well, how do you widen your perception? What do you have to do to increase your view of the world and what's going on and what you see and what becomes your reality? And then you start to break that down at a cellular level, and you start to think, well, you know, what can I do at a cellular level to change those things? And there's massive things you can do. And environment to your cells has the biggest impact on how that cell responds and you know, what happens to that cell. So you know, whether it be electromagnetic environment or whether it be chemical environment or, you know, it is the health of that cell that is so important, because we are made up of, you know, 50,000 trillion cells or something like that, which is a massive amount of cells that are all responding to different stimuli. So, guys, I hope that has been interesting for you. I will, when I've got all my notes and everything out in front of me, I will do another one on this topic, because I think it is so dramatically important that we understand these things and some of the things that we can do to actually influence our lives for the better and our perception of the world and the way we react to the world and then correspondingly how that world then reacts to us, because we are basically, you know, transmitters and receivers of energy, and the what we do and the way we stimulate that energy and the frequency even at which we vibrate has a massive impact on what shows up in our lives and what shows up in our world. So it is something I'm going to be doing a lot more of. So guys, I hope you've enjoyed that, and if you have enjoyed it, just jump on the iTunes there and leave a little response for me. Actually rate the podcast that I'm doing for you. I hope you're enjoying them. And if you do want me to cover anything in particular, pop it on there and suggest what you'd like. But more than that, what I'd really want you to do is to cut and paste your comments, cut and paste, you know, your thoughts and suggestions and everything to me on an email and send it through to me at iloverealestate.com/ and then you know, review, and basically send that through to me, and I'll be sending out some presents. You know, if you've got your email address there, I can get your address, and I'll send you out some of my books and some of my teachings and recordings and things like that. So I've got lots and lots of stuff to give away to you guys, so please leave me some comments and subscribe to iTunes. I think it's important, if you are enjoying the stuff that I'm doing, that I can come into you on a weekly basis and help you and train you and keep you up to date on just stuff that I'm learning and growing with and the things that I think are important to understand, you know, trends in the economy even and things like that. And it's interesting how even the topic that I've talked about today, how much of a dramatic impact it has on our economy and what we can expect from that. So guys, I'll leave it at that today, and as I say, I'll be back again to talk to you very soon. Bye now.